Violet's Discovery, Preschool Version, Part 5. Each time Violet entered her room, she read the Bible verse on her wall from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. She even memorized it. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then she would read her own words underneath, I am glad I can choose. Over the last few weeks, Violet had learned a lot. She learned that if she only thought about all the things she couldn't do with her broken leg, she would be angry and complain. But if she looked for things she could give thanks for, she was much happier. Most of all, she was amazed that she could create happiness inside by choosing to be thankful. Still, there was something that bothered Violet. Some days, she would choose to be thankful, and other days, she would be sad and feeling sorry for herself. She thought, is it possible to always choose thankfulness? She went to find her dad. He was out in the yard, splitting wood. What do you need, Vi? He asked. Dad, I've been working on being thankful lately. Yes, I've noticed, he said with a smile.
I want to be thankful and feel joy all day, every day, but I can't seem to get myself to do that all the time, so I start to whine. How can I change that?
Her dad sat next to Violet on a log and said, That is one of the great struggles in life. We try to do the right thing, but we can't seem to make ourselves do it. That is why we need God, Violet. He can help us. Ephesians 4:23 says, Let the Spirit change your way of thinking. When you let God change your mind, you can begin to overcome your natural habits, like whining. Dad went back to his chopping, and Violet headed back to the house. How can I change my way of thinking to be thankful all the time? She thought. As she walked, she remembered how quickly she could change her attitude when she would begin saying aloud what she was thankful for. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I know, she said. Instead of waiting until I start to complain and feel mad, I'll begin every morning with saying something I am thankful for. She found a notebook, and on the front she wrote, I am thankful for. She laid it next to her bed where she would see it as soon as she woke up. Every day she would start and end her day with thankfulness. She would give thanks in everything.